Hi there. The word for you today is, are you in Gethsemane? In Matthew 26, verse 36, we read, Jesus went to a place called Gethsemane. This word Gethsemane means crushed olives, and from crushed olives comes oil that heals, illuminates, and nourishes. And you know what? We all have our Gethsemane. To understand and embrace yours, stop and look at the night Christ spent there before going to the cross. Let me read it to you. Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch. Pray with me. Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Stop here and notice three things. Number one, Gethsemane is where your prayers are not always answered as you'd like them to be. God understands how you feel. And you know what? He has a better plan in mind. Number two, Gethsemane is where those closest to you can't help, like Christ's disciples. They'll pray with you for a while, but then grow tired and give up. And at this point, you pray alone. You go on alone. And number three, Gethsemane is where you feel the full weight of God's will. The Old Testament prophets used to use the phrase, the burden of the word of the Lord. Luke tells us that in Gethsemane, Jesus was, quote, full of pain, and that, quote, his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. We used to sing in church a little chorus that went like this, All that I have, all that I am, all I shall ever be, cannot repay the love debt I owe, I surrender to thee. Here's the point. If you're finding it easier to sing than to surrender, then you're in Gethsemane, and God is doing a work in your life. Let him.